is the Business Breakfast with Oanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.
Very good morning to Craig Earlham, who's Chief Market Analyst at Oanda. Well, it looks like the sort of formula between public health safety and the economy is tilting towards the economy. The Prime Minister is apparently keen to push aside any objections to medical fraternity and say, or scientists, should I say, and say, let's get on with this. I mean, he does have a point, doesn't he? That's what politicians are supposed to do, presumably.
Yeah, I mean, I think we said before, having to weigh up the medical advice with the economy is the unfortunate task of the government and of the Prime Minister himself. Unfortunately, it does have to be taken into consideration. No one wants to necessarily say it, and no one necessarily wants to believe that we have to sacrifice lives to get the economy up and running. That is almost, unfortunately, the consequences of the situation that we have. Businesses need to start selling again, otherwise they're not going to last very long, and that comes at the expense of jobs, livelihoods, and everything that comes with that. So yeah, it seems as though he is going to push ahead with attempts to reopen the economy, and he's going to hope that it doesn't backfire and that we don't see a severe spike in new cases. We're already in other places around the world seeing rising numbers, but so far it hasn't led to any further lockdown. So maybe Boris Johnson is seeing that and being encouraged by the data that he's seeing.
It looks as though also there will be permissions granted to go on holiday to approved countries. I'm reading this morning there are 10 possibles. Again, you have to ask yourself, A, would you want to? And B, what sort of state will the airlines be in? I know EasyJet started to do domestic flights, hasn't it, in this country?
Yeah, again, another group that's going to be really pushing for the government to relax its laws. They've been at the forefront of those calling for the 2 metre social distancing gap to be reduced to 1, in line with many other countries across Europe, so that they can have a chance of not just surviving, but really just getting their businesses up and running as much as possible. It's been an extremely tough time for airlines, and people going back on holiday is essential to effectively enabling them to survive without too much government support. And by adding these countries to the list, it's not going to force people to go. Some people will go. Many people, I'm sure, will not still go in this calendar year. But it gives companies like EasyJet, but many others, an opportunity to actually to have a chance ultimately, because there's going to be many airlines across the world that are going to be relying on government and other support measures just in order to survive.
Can we get your thoughts on a possible VAT cut? This did happen, didn't it, after the financial crisis in 2008. It was quite a substantial one, as I remember. It could be substantial now. Of course, it will only be temporary. And also, some sectors may well be VAT exempt or have a reduction in a bigger reduction, perhaps, who knows, in the sort of VAT purchase tax, which is applied to swapping trades with them. Of course, this will have to be paid for down the line, won't it?
Yeah, like everything else, it's going to have to be paid for down the line, but you have to weigh up the costs of not acting now as well on top of that. I think it's difficult because I guess the difference between now and other recessions that you compare when we've seen VAT cuts is the fact that people have been furloughed rather than lost their jobs immediately. So I think people's financial situations may be a little bit better off than they were now. So the government may view that in a way that suggests to them that consumer spending can be maintained. The flip side of that is unemployment is going to spike irrespective, and therefore they may deem it necessary to try and just do something to try and offset that for the economy. It could also be maybe sector specific. As you've already alluded to, some sectors have been absolutely devastated by the impact of the coronaviruses. Others have thrived. Do they really need a VAT cut? It may be more difficult to do a kind of targeted VAT cut. So maybe a broad-based one like we've seen for the rest of the crisis is just going to be necessary in order to just get the economy, give the economy an extra bump and hopefully try to inspire some confidence and hopefully inspire a turnaround. Yeah, it's going to be very difficult for the government because ultimately everything has to be paid for and they've thrown a lot of money at the problem already.
And finally, British banks, it appears, are quite keen to get people back into the office. We've talked about this in the past. Your view about that is what? I mean, it must be quite strange, won't it? Because desks will have to be set far apart. People will be encouraged to use the chair, the stairs rather than lifts and so on. I would imagine that'd be quite a challenge in Canary Wharf.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of different measures that are going to have to be undertaken in order to make sure it's safe for all the employees. But I don't think it's just just businesses that want to get people back into the office. I think there's a lot of people who also want to return to the office at this point, who have spent more than enough time sat in their own home, who want to return to more normal environments. There's certain roles which I think benefit more greatly from being in an office environment, from face-to-face meetings, from having your team around you rather than in other locations and having to communicate via video calls or messaging. So I think there is going to be some cases where people return to work, but I don't think that means that flexibility is suddenly going to stop. I think for many roles, there's going to be plenty of flexibility in the roles for the foreseeable future.
Craig Ellam, thank you very much indeed.
This is the Business Breakfast with Oanda on Jazz FM. Online trading, currency data, money transfers.